It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin talks with Lonnie White, Chief Operations Officer at Piramal Pharma Solutions Incorporated, Lexington, formerly known as Coldstream Laboratories. The company, part of an international conglomerate, provides sterile drug product development and manufacturing services.
What goes on at Piramal's Lexington location?
So in the Lexington location, we're a manufacturer of sterile drug products. And that is primarily sterile drug products, and what we manufacture in Lexington, Kentucky, primarily is oncology drugs. Now, it's not 100% of our portfolio, but our primary portfolio is oncology drugs, or better known as cancer treatment agents, cancer drugs. So the Lexington site, it's a unique organization inside of the Piramal organization, in that we are the team at that area that makes sterile drug manufacturing. It's not like an oral solid dosage, like a Tylenol or things like that. It is injected in people's veins.
And how many people employed?
So currently we have 140 full-time employees. We're actually growing that number to around 170, 175 by March of 2017.
I want to ask you about your role at Piramal, but first, a little bit of background on you. I understand that there is military in your background and a pretty unique perspective from that on what you do now.
Yes, I was in the military. I spent 8 years in the U.S. Army, and in my tenure in the military, I worked in both blood centers and I worked in a hospital setting. So I get a unique perspective on the drug product we make at Piramal. Because I was the laboratory technician that, as the recipients of these drugs came into the hospitals, I saw their faces, I drew their blood, had conversations with them, worked directly with them, seen what, you know, the disease done to their families, to their relationships. So got to have that opportunity to really, really look people in the eyes and see what we're doing as an industry and a healthcare industry, an organization.
And how have you brought that experience around to your current perspective and what you do now?
With each one of our all-employee meetings, we have those generally every quarter, maybe a little more frequently. We'll spotlight a product that we're working on, what the indication or what the end use of that is. Talk about the people, talk about the patients, and just bring it home to them. It's very easy on any manufacturing line to become callous to what you're doing and the end product of that. So really trying to gain an understanding with the organization on the end user.
Piramal is in some 30 countries around the world.
Correct.
Why Lexington?
Piramal as an organization, what they wanted to do is they wanted to branch out into sterile drug manufacturing. They do a lot of solid oral dosage forms throughout the world. They have different business units, but they really wanted to gain a foothold into the sterile drug marketplace. Now, the thing about Piramal is they looked, I think, a little over 2.5 years for sterile drug manufacturers. And so as they sent a team out, they went to several different businesses. When they came to Lexington, Kentucky, and they saw the talent pool that was at the Lexington site and the technology that the university had purchased when they were building this, that's what attracted them to Lexington. So we have what's called isolator technology. It's the leading technology in the industry. It is the best technology to manufacture sterile drugs. And so as they saw this, they talked with our leadership team. They made the decision that the Lexington site was the site they wanted to buy.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.